Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. The Shepherd's Crook exists to provide care, counsel, and resources for pastors. You can get more information at theshepherdscrook.co. My name is Jared Sparks, and I'm a pastor coming alongside other pastors, reminding them of the chief pastor. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. Today, I get to interview my wife, Jordan.
Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be here and really excited about what we're about to be talking about.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's pray, and then we'll have some exciting updates for you. Father, we just need your help. We need direction and wisdom, and I trust that you're going to just help this conversation, and I just ask that everybody that's listening would be encouraged, and for the new updates that we're going to share, Lord, we want them to be fruitful. We want them to be profitable, and so we just trust that you're going to help that to happen. Lead this time. I trust you will. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, about a year and a half ago, we started the Shepherd's Crook, and I wanted to help pastors. So I've been talking with pastors for several years now and have always enjoyed that, and Jordan had always encouraged that. So I worked at the counseling center for a year and a half, and when I had the idea for the Shepherd's Crook, you were like, yeah, it's...
Fits,
because I'd been out of counseling at the counseling center for a little while and missed it, and also loved working with pastors and wanting to help pastors, and so... We launched it, and things started with the website, with articles, and the podcast. And so we've been plugging along with the podcast now, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me. And as it's developed, we've started to add interviews, and so we've got the once-a-week podcast that's the regular weekly episode. I think we're on episode 62 now, which is exciting. I missed 1 week, I believe, 1 or 2 weeks I missed. But then we started the interviews, and I think total we have 95 or 6 episodes. And I had been thinking about some articles that Jordan had written several years ago, and she's done some writing and had a couple ran it for the church. And I had considered and been thinking about what could happen with the Shepherd's Crook. Well, Jordan and Lexi had been talking about her friend Lexi. I guess people don't know who Lexi is, but you can maybe explain
yeah,
that.
But
long story short, we're starting a podcast, and we'll play the podcast intro for you here. You'll get a sneak peek. And why don't we just go ahead and play that, actually, and then we'll comment afterwards. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is the first introduction to, you go ahead and announce it, babe, the name.
The Fruitful and Fearless Podcast.
Okay, so here's the intro.
Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless Podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling.
Okay, well, I hope you liked that intro. I think you nailed it, baby.
Thanks. Okay. I only rehearsed it on our walk about 72 times before I came home and recorded it.
We did.
Ransom has it memorized now because I said it out loud so many times.
Ransom does have it memorized. It's amazing.
Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless Podcast. Well, we sell the gospel.
Yes, it's so great. So, okay, here's some updates. We are starting the Shepherd's Crook for Wives. And there are going to be 3 contributors to the Shepherd's Crook for Wives: Jordan, Lexi Sove, and Bree Scroggins. Those are going to be the regular contributors, and then we're going to be asking other lady contributors to jump on as well. And the whole idea is to get 1 article a week, so 4 articles a month, if possible, that will be going up on theshepherdscrook.co for the Shepherd's Crook wives. But, Jordan, before we talk about that,
Talk a little bit about the podcast.
Do that.
So, Lexi Sove is a fellow pastor's wife. We met through Sojourn Network that both of our churches are a part of. And we had met on the Pastors and Wives Retreat in 2018. And it was in May. And that October, I got a Facebook message from her that was like, "Hey, do you have the Voxer app?" And I was like, "I don't know what Voxer is." And but anyways, I downloaded it, and we started chatting on there. And basically, it was just her reaching out to me in an effort for more community. And honestly, it has been so just encouraging, just the past year of her and I talking, and just we always do it through Voxer and occasionally texting, but just her and I basically having a walkie-talkie back and forth to each other, encouraging one another, shooting up prayer requests, talking about what we're reading, encouraging one another through the Bible reading challenge that we both do. Anyways, this has kind of been representative of a little bit of why we're starting the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, of just a desire for community and pastors' wives and our heart for encouraging one another. As Jared said earlier, we have always had a lot of pastors and wives in our life, and just an ordinary amount, I would say. I just feel like both of us are drawn to pastors and their wives and just have a huge heart for them. And I realized early on, like 5 years ago probably, when Jared mentioned that I started writing articles for ministry wives, I started writing articles to them for encouragement, just the unique struggles that pastors' wives all have. Or not all, but I would say are common.
Probably
to
most
have.
Are common.
And then I would also have guest bloggers that were ministry wives, and they would write articles and encourage one another. But anyways, it just seems like God kind of brought this into our path a while ago, just a desire to see flourishing families that are in ministry.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of where it all started, just as desire for community, and then also just a recognition that there seems to be a malnourished portion of the Christian economy when it comes to women in general and stuff that's directed towards Christian women. It seems to be a bit
awful,
fluffy,
terrible.
Awful. Sure, awful. Not all, but a lot. So just in a desire to give better theological depth when it comes to Christian women, we thought, why not add to the good resources out there? So we're going to try to be one of those good resources.
Clearly there is some good stuff out there.
Yeah, yeah. Not saying all things to Christian women are bad, but there are a lot that are not helpful. And I want, and I know Lexi as well, wants to push women towards the truth. In our culture right now, there are so many lies towards women that are seeping into the Christian community, whether it be like lies of feminism, lies of self-worship, lies of body obsession. Just there's tons that I can think of that subtly seep into the Christian community, and we want to push people towards the truth, and that being ultimately God's word, obviously.
Yeah.
So wanting to push women to be women of the word, grounded in the Bible, that read the Bible, that know and study the Bible, that believe that we can understand what God says and are not so easily offended by God's words to us or people that dare to speak about God's words to women.
Yeah.
So we just want to be an encouragement and a voice of reason, hopefully, and truth in a culture that is scared to say it.
Is the Fruitful and Fearless podcast only for ministry wives?
Lexi and I are both ministry wives, so obviously we will have a unique angle.
It's kind of like the perspective is coming from that angle.
Right. But obviously there are no specific Bible verses to pastors' wives, so the majority of what we're saying is going to be towards Christian women in general.
Yeah.
But our perspective obviously will be pastors' wives.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be encouragement to all women who are Christians.
One of the things I really appreciate about you and about Lexi and the perspective that you are both going to bring is that there's not an embarrassment of what the word says to women from either one of you. And I appreciate that, because especially in complementarian circles right now, if we just kind of lick our finger and put it up in the air and just the way the complementarian wind is blowing, it's definitely blowing towards the way of embarrassment. To people are saying, yeah, I'm complementarian, but functionally we're egalitarian, or we want to make it seem as palpable as possible, and instead of displaying the beauty of manhood and womanhood and how God has designed the family to work and how men are to function and how women are to function, instead of modeling and displaying the beauty of that, it's like an embarrassment. We don't want people to find out that we're complementarian, so we...
If we believe that the Bible is God's word, then we have to believe that it's powerful enough to speak to women in a way that still honors them and has unique roles for them and that it can also be beautiful.
Yeah.
And that the Bible may also tell women things that they ought not do. Mm-hmm. And that we could trust God, that he, being the creator of the universe, creator of man and woman, unique, can speak to us both in a way that would not only benefit us, but ultimately glorify him.
Yeah.
So let's not be scared to talk about those things, because it's not only for our good, but for God's glory.
Yeah. You said something I think is really important. You talked about wanting to see ministry families flourishing. And one of the things I want for our family is to have fun. I want our family to enjoy life. I want you and I to enjoy each other. And what I don't want is our kids just growing up hating the fact that I'm a pastor and that they're growing up in a ministry family. I want them to actually say the opposite, to say, this was amazing, and I want our family to have a lot of fun. Is that possible? Is that possible for families out there? And I want that, you know, for our family and for other families and other ministry families.
Lexi and I talked a little bit about not having a pity party for pastors' wives. And although being a ministry family does hold its unique struggles, I believe that God has given us strength and will continue to give us strength to face those trials with a cheerful heart and trust that God gives us strength to do those things. And that if there are late nights or long weekends that are exhausting, that God will give us joy through them.
Yeah.
And I feel like I painted that a little bit darker of a picture than what our life really is like, because I think that we have a lot of fun, and we laugh a lot, and our boys wrestle and fight a lot. And our home is a happy place, but that doesn't mean that it is without struggle.
Yeah, of course. If you're called into ministry, it's hard, you know, and God is, it's wonderful and it's beautiful and it's a lot of fun, but it's hard. Just like anybody else's calling, it comes with its unique challenges, just like you said. And so I'm excited about the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. It will be hosted at theshepherdscrook.co, but you'll be able to search for it right on iTunes or wherever. So you and Lexi have recorded one. When's your next one?
Yeah, we're going to record again on Friday.
Okay. It's going to be coming out Friday. So
no, it won't be coming out Friday.
Oh, no, sorry. I zoned out there for a second. It'll be coming out soon, though. But listeners, I know most of my...
This is late for Jared.
But we're going to start recording those, and then those will be updated. Do you have an idea if you're going to do, like, one a week, or if you're going to do one every other week, or just whenever?
Lexi and I are going to be recording once a week for the time being, but she's going to be having a baby soon. So we're going to do our best to stay regular with our releasing of podcasts.
So we'll try to get a backlog so they can go up. So, okay, guys out there, I know the majority of my listeners are men, and so I want to encourage you to talk to your wives, talk to your fiance, talk to your girlfriend, encourage them to check out the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. It's going to be great.
We also have an Instagram. I don't know if anybody wants to follow our Instagram, but it's Fruitful and Fearless.
That's the
I don't know what kind of
username.
Pictures we're going to post. We'll see what happens.
It should be fun, though. And then, you have any ideas? Kind of tell them a little bit about maybe some upcoming podcasts. The first one's just an introductory podcast.
We have a few ideas so far. We're going to do one about a helper fit for him. Just, that's the one, like, I wrote an article one time for the church that talked about there are unique helps that a wife can be for a husband that is in ministry. Just like if your husband was a worker at McDonald's, there would be some graceful courtesies that you could show him, and there are graceful courtesies out there that a wife can show her husband who's a pastor. So that's one I know that we're going to talk about. We're going to do Gospel Foundations episode. There's going to be a bunch of good ones.
Good. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more updates.
And ultimately, we love you guys. We love pastors and their wives. We want to see the gospel go forward, and we want God to use you guys. So if we can be an encouragement in any way, shoot us an email.
So reach out to us. We'd love to be able to help. And thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit theshepherdscrook.co. For care and counsel, please call, text, or email to set up a session. You can follow The Shepherd's Crook on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And please consider sharing this episode and leaving a review on iTunes or whatever other podcast platform you use. And let me encourage you to remember Jesus Christ.